God's love. That's the whole purpose of Christmas. God sending Jesus into the world. The prophets proclaimed. Moses, Abraham, looking forward to God doing something about what happened in the Garden of Eden. And yes, I firmly believe that that is what man's problem is, sin. Sin entered the world and brought death. It brought all the negative things we see in life today, all the negative things we see in our own hearts. That's what sin has done. And God demonstrated right at the beginning that he was going to do something about the problem of sin and restore us. And I love how Peter brings a cross that the angels long to look into our salvation, long to look into how God is giving us not just second chances, but however many chances we need in life to finally recognize that, yes, there is a God who loves me, that I am created in his image, and that everything in this world wars against that love. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And just look at the stuff we see going on in our world. And it is, and we can cry out like, God, why? Where are you in all of this? And the gospel is that he is right here with us in this. As the passage says, for God so loved. And that is the agape, the self-sacrificing love. Jesus came and met the demands of his own law in his own body. The punishment that brought us peace, the prophet Isaiah brings a cross, was upon him. He took our sorrows. He took all the things that this world could throw at him. He knows betrayal. He knows what evil men can do. He experienced it. He felt, he wept. Jesus wept at the death of Lazarus. He weeps with us when we lose our loved ones because death was not a part of the original creation. Death has come as the result. And yet, Jesus demonstrated what we celebrate at Easter, that he is the resurrection and the life. Even though we die physically in this world, thank God we're born to eternal life through our faith in Jesus. And it's that love that is the basis of the good news that we have to take to the world. Ours is not a message of condemnation. The gospel is good news that brought great joy. And yet it doesn't bring great joy to lots of people. As we see Herod, he wasn't too excited about it. He was threatened by what? Another king coming into the world? And he lied to the wise men as they came searching for Jesus and where he would be born, and they found out in Bethlehem. And we know how the story of Scripture brings it across, that when they were warned not to go back to Herod because Herod was up to no good, God knows what's in people's hearts. And then he warned Joseph and Mary to flee to Egypt because Herod was going to come after him to try to kill him. And that's just like Satan. He's always trying to stop God's plan. But the beautiful thing of Scripture is it brings out that God knows what he's up to, and he's always one step ahead of him. God has always had his people come through the challenges of life, that God is with them is what he helps them to recognize. He guides them, he directs them, and they escape to Egypt, and then we know what Herod did. He then sent the decree, and he was very upset that the wise men didn't come back and tell him where he was. And then another passage out of the Old Testament where it says, Rachel weeping for her children because they are no more, took place because he went and killed all the little boys 2 years and under in Bethlehem, in that area. And you see how God sees the things that men are going to do. We need to take that to heart today the things going on in our world around us, that God knows the way mankind was going to become and has been throughout history, but it was going to accelerate in the days prior to Christ's coming, and that God would have his people who are here in the midst of that to shine out the testimony, to hold forth the truth of who Jesus is, no matter what the world around us says about it, and that we live this faith out, that our message is not one of condemnation, yet some take it as condemnation because we believe that there are things called sin, and sin is what separates us from God. Sin separates us from each other. And as we confess our sins, we admit to them. We don't rationalize, justify, and excuse them, that we are forgiven, and then we're restored into relationship with God. His Holy Spirit comes and lives within us. We refer to it as being born again. Now, people from Baptist backgrounds and evangelical backgrounds, they're used to that. People from mainline denominational backgrounds, we refer to it as coming to faith, as confirming our faith, as being made one with God through our faith in Christ. But the bottom line is, there's a transformation that takes place in our hearts. And then this love, that's why we jumped ahead to John 13, is this: by this will all the world know that we're his disciples and that we love one another. That we say we love God because he's loved us. He's given himself for us. He's praying for us. He's at the right hand of God interceding for us. And that this love translates into action in my heart, that I'm going to love not just my brothers and sisters in the faith, but that sometimes is hard to do. Think about it. Think how many times that you, in fact, there's some people not in church today because they've been offended by someone at church, maybe a pastor, maybe me. I don't know. Maybe I've offended some people. I try not to. But it is, that's the way people are. And what we're called to do is to deal with those things, to say, hey, I forgive. I'm not going to let anything hold us back. And if we can't do that, so Jesus said, by this, the world will know. If we can't even love each other, how can we then do what Jesus called us to do, and to not just love our friends, those who are close to us, our family, our neighbors that we like, but even our enemies? And that's where the challenge comes in loving those who aren't so easy to love, who say things and do things that just hurt us. In this morning, I just want to share a little in our personal journey. And many of you probably have heard the story of us losing our daughter. And in fact, it's at Christmas time, December 22nd, 16 years ago, we got word that our daughter had passed away at 21 years old. And shock to us, we were not prepared for that. Nobody is. Nobody is prepared to lose a child. And I don't want to compare losses because all loss stinks. God hates all loss. Jesus weeps with us. This is one of the things I found in that experience, is that God is here to meet us in our time of need, in our time of trial. But I remember back that December, Bethany was supposed to be here with us for Christmas, and for reasons beyond our understanding, she was not able to make it. And then we got the word on the Friday. In fact, Christmas Eve that year was on a Sunday. So this year it was on a Saturday. On that Friday, we got word that she had passed away. And so that kind of put a big cloud over Christmas that year. In fact, if you've lost a child, if you've lost someone close to you, we've got many in our congregation that have just lost their loved ones. Christmas is tough. It's hard because they're supposed to be with you, and they're not. And it hurts. And you miss them. And you wish they were here. And we can sometimes cry out God? In fact, you know, sometimes we do. Why? What have we done to deserve this? In fact, my wife, I was the one that demonstrated my emotions the most about being, I was a little ticked off at God, to be honest. I was mad. I was like, really? All these other kids get spared, why is mine not? And those are feelings that are pretty, pretty normal. And then my wife, she said, why not us? Why not us? We're no different than anybody else. We live in a world, and Jesus told us, in this world, you will have trouble. Just because we follow Jesus, just because we walk with him, doesn't mean life is a tiptoe through the tulip experience. It is hard. It is rough. And it's in those hard, difficult times. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I went through, and Michelle knows, 4 days of hell. It was awful. And we had to wait till after Christmas because, of course, she was in Indianapolis, Indiana, long ways away from home. We couldn't just run down there. And then there was a snowstorm coming and all this. And so we had to wait till the Tuesday, which was the day after Christmas, and before her body could be flown to Duluth, and Mike and the crew at the Hayward Funeral Home could prepare her for us to come and to view her and to have our last time with her. And I remember praying so hard. We believe in resurrections. God has done it in times and past. Jesus did it with Lazarus. He brought him back. The disciples even seen some resurrections. The Apostle Paul. We see these things, and I thought, yeah, maybe this is what God is up to. He's going to bring Bethany back. Wow, what a testimony that will be. And so, and thank God for good friends. I think you guys, a lot of you know Pastor Tim Young. Tim and I have been friends for years. We moved here and got to know him right away. He worked at the co-op where I worked. And he became like a brother to me because he came every day and we'd go for rides and we'd talk and we'd pray and we'd cry together because Tim knew Bethany too. And it is, you need that. You need people like that. I always thank God for Tim. In fact, he filled in for us on Christmas Eve. He shared and had the services for us. But that Tuesday, I went into the room where our daughter was laid in a casket. And I wanted to go in all by myself because I was going to put my hand on her and pray that she come back. And as I walked into that room, and I know my wife and kids, Rachel and Curtis, were right there, and Tim and Loretta, they were there too, from the Wesleyan Church. We were all in this together. I went into that room, and I can honestly say I never felt God's love so intense in all my life. And I felt some good things in my past. I mean, I knew Jesus loved me. I knew that God so loved the world. I knew all that, but it became so personal. I literally felt like I walked into the arms of God, that he gave me a big hug. And it was like he literally, and that's when I say this, there was no voice from heaven, but it was just in my heart that Bethany was bought and paid for. You say, well, what's that? The blood of Christ. Jesus paid the price for our sins. We are forgiven. We're washed. We're justified. And our place in heaven is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what the Lord was saying to me. And that she's okay. And that's things. We're not okay. But those who've gone on ahead of us, they're okay. Their faith has become sight. They're in the place where there's no more sickness, mourning, crying, or pain, no more death. I preach this in funerals all the time, but it's a little different when it's your kid. It's like, oh, this is hard. But then I felt like this big hug, and it was like, and I love you, and I will be with you, and I will bring you through. And that is the message I want to share this morning. All the prayer requests that everyone mentioned today, sometimes we get miracles. Sometimes we see amazing things happen. Sometimes we don't. And the promise is that there is going to be a great reward when we get there. And that is the joy set before us. Scripture says, Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross. He wept. He sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing what was coming. We don't know what's coming in a day. He knew what was coming. It wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be awful, beyond human comprehension. And what that demonstrates is his love for us, because he can feel with us. And I want you to know this morning, keep praying for all the people we mentioned. Pray, pray, pray. And thank God if there's answers, that they're healed, if they come through. But if they don't think that God is mad at you, that God is out to get you, that God is not answer prayer. But realize that our prayers come up before him, and in heaven it says there's like a little bowl. It's a sweet smelling incense of all our prayers. So keep praying, keep pouring your heart out. And the love that God made my heart feel, and my wife and my kids, they all felt it. They all came in together then. And we all felt it, didn't we? We felt this, like, wow, God being with us. And it's not just for us, because, oh, you're a pastor. It's like, no, it's for everybody. Everyone here, if you've lost someone you love, you need to know that Jesus is here to wrap his arms around us and give us the strength we need to make it through. And it's, I just want to open this up. Does someone else want to share something that you've come through, or maybe you're dealing with now, to just bring out about God's love? Anybody feel like sharing at all? All right, I'm sorry I'm crying. But I wanted this service to be different than what we typically do on a Sunday. And all right, what we're going to do is we're going to pray here. And if anyone wants special prayer, let's say there's something really weighing on you, I want us to gather around. If anyone comes forward, and we're not going to make a big deal, but we want to just, like, God, you see us. You know what we're up against. And we want to go out into the world and let your love shine through us. So let's pray. And like I say, if anyone wants to come forward, we'll gather around you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each person here today. Lord, I thank you for your great love for us, that the words we have in our Bibles, the gospel, that these words come off the pages of our Bible and into our hearts. Oh, Lord, that you will just touch us as only you can, that you will give us hope, that you will bring peace to the storms of our life, that you'll give joy, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that your love, as Scripture says, that is beyond human comprehension. It is beyond understanding, Lord, and that that love would guard our hearts and our minds today. May no one leave this church this morning not feeling God's love and knowing that they are loved, that they are forgiven, that they are restored into relationship with the God who created us in his image, the God who has promised to be with us through all the experiences of life. Help us as our hearts cry, and touch us with that great love. Oh, Lord, baptize us in that love. I just look to you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.